I blame the Western media, the same media that gave us lectures and history lessons about transparency, honesty, journalistic integrity, and holding people accountable. The decapitated babies, the gang rape stories, the babies in ovens, these were lies that have been refuted by the Israeli media themselves. None of the Western media outlets retracted any of those stories with the proper apologies. Hours, no, days. Days were dedicated to the most obscene, outlandish stories, and no one said, sorry guys, we messed up. The Israeli media talked extensively about the Hannibal Directive and how a huge portion of Israeli civilians were killed by not-so-friendly fire. CNN, BBC, nothing. They were busy publishing headlines like, 15 people were killed in Gaza. Killed by who? We don't know. How are they killed? We don't know. They have been doing this forever. One of my favorite headlines by the New York Times is from 2014, when Israel fired a missile killing 5 people in a coffee shop in Gaza. And the headline came as, missile finds patrons at cafe. How did it find them? We don't know. What would have happened if it never found them? We have no idea. Or when the Wall Street Journal, just a few weeks ago in October, published this headlines. Blast goes off at Orthodox Church in Gaza. Yes, there was a miracle blast that miraculously happened. You don't believe in miracles? Come on, it actually happened in a church. Miracles do happen.